Hello,
good morning. This is Alberto from Family First. Is this
Hello, Roberto.
Fernandez?
Yes.
Hi, Misia. Good morning. How are you?
I guess I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. There's a lot of pain. But other than that, I mean, mentally I'm good, but it's just, you know, my body is just catching holy hell. And going to these doctors, I just don't even want to go anymore because they're not doing anything. It's better just to figure it out yourself, take some herbs, some vitamins, or something, and just hope for the best. Say a few Hail Marys or whatever because they, if you got Medicaid, forget it. You're not going to get any help. It's just half-ass, and, you know, it's like being in hospice. They just want you to die and go on. So, I'm just tired, you know, of even worrying about it. So, because I was supposed to get a new knee and never happened because my mother died and I had to do a funeral for my mother, okay? And it was just pandemonium. And now the guy that was supposed to do the surgery is no longer there. Now they're stretching it out even longer. And I have no kneecaps at all. It's bone on bone in both legs. And it is absolutely excruciating. Along with 3 herniated discs in my back, traumatic brain injury, osteoarthritis, and fibromyalgia, but I can't get a pain med to first, and I don't have a history of being on drugs and running through the streets or selling or buying drugs, but they will not let anybody get any kind of comfort whatsoever. So I was trying to find herbal solutions, and I done bought all kinds of stuff, lidocaine, patches, you name it. Nothing, it's just not a good thing. So,
yeah, it sounds like a lot is going on.
It's a lot of suffering.
Well,
not a suffering.
Yeah.
But it's the government today. What can you do? You know what I mean? All you can do is wait to die. That's it. That's how I put it. So I just put in my mind, well, suffer until you go to your grave. That's about all they're going to do for you. So there's no use in crying about it. Just, I guess, just roll around in pain. That's all you can do. And I'm like, oh, well. You know, and I'm good, I guess. I don't know. It's just the painful part of it because my quality of life is just absolutely gone. So I'm going to let you know when you hit 60, baby. see who gives a damn about you then? Nobody. It's not like back in the day. People honored their elders. They don't now. They treat us like we're stupid. We've been around, and when our elders was around and was telling us something, we did not give them friction. We did not talk back to them. We did not challenge them. But everybody does that to me, and it really pisses me off. And, you know, it's just...
There is no respect.
At all. It's just like you got to keep, you know, trying to convey to people, hey, this isn't cool, why are you doing it, blah, 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 but they keep doing it, so what can you do, you know?
No, I get it. I completely get what you're saying. Especially in this business, I've heard a lot of complaints from the members that they sometimes are not treated the way they, you know, the way it is correct to feel, to treat the members and, you know, our elders.
Yeah, and it's not just coming from so much my son or my daughter, it's society itself.
Yeah.
The whole damn world is different now. It's not the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. It's not the early 2000s. It's over. And after that pandemic and that PUA check, everything went right down the drain, hardcore. And the last administration was full of shit, giving away money and allowing all kinds of goofy stuff to go down. And then this guy is in office acting like a jackass and a lie to everybody that believed in him. And the people that didn't, he's making it even worse for them and the people that used to like them. It's just ridiculous. It's I don't see, what do they get out of it? You have power and money and power. Okay, can we get a crumb and a bone? You all already have the meat and the cake. Can we get a damn crumb and a bone? Jesus Christ. And they just will not do it. And it just makes me very violent. And when I get the adrenaline, I don't feel no pain. So I go on adrenaline rushes. I get myself pissed off so I can feel like a new person at least. The only thing bad part about it is your blood pressure goes up and you're always angry. That's the only way I can live. If I'm not angry, I'm feeling pain all through my body. Or I got to just lay down and sleep and sit in a chair and just stare into space because there's nothing else left to do. they put me through hell right now with my with the tickets from the 90s that I paid off. Where's the receipts from 30 years and 25 years? Are you all really serious? I had to pay $900. Then when I go down there to pay on it, they gave me a $36 ticket for parking in front of the place where you're allowed to park, and I was in there 20 minutes. So the guy said, I can test the ticket. I said, I'm paying a ticket at Ninth and Filbert, and y'all giving me one at the same time for the same price. Come on. And I'm not even illegal. I got a handicap tag and a placard. And I got a person with me that can verify my worker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Unbelievable. So I had him and the guy at the podium saying, hey. And also then you'll love this one. I go to pay off the $900 in tickets. I said, here's $162. I'll take it out my ass. Here, take it. Boop. I go to do that. I go back. I leave. I go to 12th and Walnut Park with the handicap for 2 hours, John. They towed my car. And I got a placard in my window. Oh, it's rush hour. I don't give a damn. That car wasn't in nobody's way, and there was nothing posted up there saying y'all would do that. The least you could do is put a ticket. So then here's $40 to try to drive to the car and then pay $251 more dollars and then just stay broke and stupid for the rest of the, you know. That's just ugly the way they're doing people. So where is all this money going with the lottery? Where is all this money going with all the tickets that you do make? I would like an audit done by the city on all of that, but they're not going to do it because they're corrupt and they're doing this on purpose. And I'm ready to go back on my Madam Justice channel and start speaking on that.
No, because, yeah, as you're saying, it's not fair. Not at all.
And then this day, Cheryl Parker, everybody's so, no disrespect, and I don't care if I'm being taped or monitored, I don't give a damn. Everybody, oh, with this black stuff, oh, put a black mirror. I don't care if you're pink with purple polka dots. Long as you're going to take care of the people. You know what I mean? That's what I feel. And all that stuff got to go now. We understand, oh, black power and all that shit. That's wonderful. Okay? Every culture out here has had a struggle about something in their time and in their history. Okay? And just putting somebody in there for that reason is absolutely ridiculous and obtuse. It has no bearing on if they can actually get the job done and to take care of the people in the proper manner. And I don't feel as though she's done a damn thing except harass all those people in Kensington that were poor as hell, living in tents. Might have been the last bit of stuff they have on the earth. Might have been their grandmom's picture. Could have been their grandfather's fishing rod, and it's gone. Because they come down thinking they're tough and sweep all them people and then don't have nowhere for them to go or anything else. That's wrong. You don't do that. Okay, if they're on drugs, okay, you don't even know why they're on drugs. Maybe they have a hard life. Maybe you don't know what's going on. Maybe they're in a lot of pain and they decide to get on street drugs because they're in a lot of pain. How about that? You know, people don't stop to think about, you know, what other things because they feel as though they're so superior and they're strutting around. And God told people not to judge. You know, and people need to learn how to be still so they can get messages from God. He said, be still. They don't do it. They don't sit back. You know, they're full of arrogance, and it's just ridiculous. So I just try to stay out of the way because I'm just done. I've never been so aggravated in all my life. I guess I'm all right. I'm just trying to find solutions to make my life have a little bit more meaning in it, you know, than me just sitting around waiting to die. Because the thing I don't like is all this check-in, check-out stuff. I don't like the way they do it now because, for instance, with my mother's funeral last year, I had to call up and make sure that it didn't jam things up. Because if I have to go to a wedding, a funeral, I need to be able to go there if my worker is with me so I can get in and out the car, wipe my butt or whatever they're going to do. You know, then if we're not at the house, we're not at the house. I don't just sit and wait to die. To me, that's being in hospice and they're keeping you singly just sitting like you're in jail. That's how I feel, like I'm in jail. And I don't like it. Because I want to move around, too. And I'm not going to sit there, oh, it's time, this time o'clock that I got to go out the house and I got to go in. I got to, ooh. You know, I'm not on no job clock. I'm not getting paid for this.
Oh, I
That's no quality of life at all. And I'm not no ugly, beat up old woman with a cane and my teeth hanging out and on prune juice. I wish they'd go ahead. I got a lot of stuff going on, yeah, but I'm still functioning, baby. And I refuse to go down. And they got an airy started up now. And when I get like that, it's not a good thing. It's not good. I already told them when they did that stuff to my, I went down there and told them, lock me up, shoot me, or whatever you got to do. Because I already snap out. I start kicking trash cans, throwing stuff. I had a tantrum you wouldn't believe. I went off in there where they had to drive me to my wheel, and my person with me had to go with me. They couldn't stop me. Step back and step behind the line. Let the games begin. Now you done started me up because I'm not going to keep being treated like a criminal for things I'm not even doing. Then they suspended the registration on my other car because I switched the insurances so both cars could be on the same insurance. Now these insurance companies go and send stuff to PennDOT like you're a criminal and you didn't lapse in paying your stuff. I paid off the last guy and went to the new one. Here we go again with the dumb stuff. That gives me anger. I haven't even had a moment to even grieve over my mother because all kinds of stuff. And my sister wants to act simple with mom's house. I'm 6 years older, and it's just two of us. It's a big thing going on with that. It's just so many different things. Then they were chasing me about a gas bill from an address I had back in 2020 when they gentrified me out the house and threw me to the street. That's why I ended up at 5506 at my sister's from 2240. I mean, at my daughter's. From 2240 was the house I was in 20 years. They gentrified it. When they buy up them houses or them corporations or whoever, they don't care where you got to go, but you're getting the hell out of there. And on your head, you go out the door. And I was there 20 years just to be kicked to the street. So, yes, I have a lot of anger.
No.
Yes.
No, listening to all of the things that you're saying, Mizia, I completely understand your frustration.
I mean, and the bad thing is I got to live this every day, you know?
Mm-hmm. It sounds hard. It's difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard life, man. And people that aren't living it and they want to be judgmental or something, when somebody is doing stuff to you that you didn't make happen. In other words, I didn't create the situation. Or you go out, put effort out, and make things better, and you don't get results of your actions. That's very, very depressing. That's very, very degrading, and a host of other feelings, you know, that are very legit. So I don't know.
Yeah. I was just checking to make sure that you're good, that everything is good with the services that you receive from your caregiver?
Oh, they're cool. They're not the problem. It's just the whole system of the medical. And goddamn, I wish I could get somebody other than Keystone first, because every time I try to do, try to get surgeries, anything, they're always denying stuff and deny. So I'd let them know, do I need another insurance or whatever, or just let me know what's covered and what isn't. You don't know if my family will pay, if I can go to GoFundMe. You don't know if I have other methods to pay. Don't sit there and just deny and act like it's not a legit claim for whatever you're trying to get fixed in your body. See what I mean? And they irritate me to death. It's not you guys. It's not the worker. It's Keystone getting on my nerves with the nonsense. And then just the way medical is altogether out here today. It's just ridiculous. And then I haven't seen my food in a while. I called the guy. Haven't heard from him. I stopped calling him. I had my worker call. Still didn't hear from him. I said, okay, just don't even call him. Just forget it. Because I'm at that point now. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to chase people around. Either you're going to do the crap or you're not. If you don't, then toodaloo and get out of my face. And I'm good. That's where I'm at now before I slap the shit out of you. I get very violent and angry because I'm tired of that. I'm a human being too. I'm a veteran. And I'm a Native American. And personally, everybody can leave this country. White, black, Hispanic, whoever the hell you are. Because I'm a Native American. And you can get off my land. How about that?
Sure.
They want to get stupid. I can get dumb. They ain't seen nobody get real. Man, you just don't know the anger and frustration that I hold in. And I quietly sit quietly because I say I'm too old to be going through a whole lot of nonsense. I'm not in my teens, my late teens, or 20s, 30s, or 40s, where I can go ahead and cut up like I really would like to. too much time that I can't put on the clock. In less than 10 years, and less than 9 years and some months, I'm 70. I don't have no time to play with now. And everybody don't understand that. Oh, you're young. No, 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 no. Add 9 years to your life. See how old you are. And the same with my work. The same with the people at Keystone, at Farming First. Same with the people that give me my food or whatever. And everybody else is not going through that. And that's terrifying when you're a woman that don't have a husband. You don't have a 401k. You know, you're not working presently. You know, how am I going to take care of myself? I don't want to be mistreated, raped, beat up, dragged around, punched in the eye, whatever. I don't want to go through that. And even though I got a worker, that doesn't mean once they're home and they're about and this program is over, whatever the hell else, how am I going to bury myself? How am I going to eat every day? How am I going to do whatever I got to do? Non-medical. You know what I mean? That's what I'm worried about. And that's terrifying to me. Don't nobody care about no old woman. They don't. They care more about a dog and a cat on TV than they would me. And I'm going to prove something to you. I went online one day, and it was I was signing petitions for different things. They had an elephant. And they, I don't like they're killing them and taking their tusks or whatever heck else they're doing. They had 40,000 signatures. Women and children in Africa that are getting raped, murdered, beat up had 5,000 to 6,000 signatures. What the hell was that? So the elephant gets 40,000. Not that I, you know, but I think it should have been, you know, either the same with the 40,000 apiece, or the elephant have maybe 20 and the people have 30 or 40, you know what I mean? Or the elephant have 10. Yeah. No. Women and children didn't mean shit. So what does an old woman mean to the world? Nothing. And that still goes on. Once your looks have faded and you're not of childbearing years anymore, okay, and your health has faded, you're just an old piece of shit, and all they're going to do is ball you up and throw you in the trash like a Kleenex. Blow their nose on you and off you go. So I'm just, you know, it's just not.
No, listen to everything, you know, your perspective and everything, Miss Gia.
Thank you.
You know, it's like opening the eyes, you know, because we as people sometimes tend to look at the other side. It's not
because
fair.
You know
it's
why?
Not fair at all.
In my day, the women didn't teach you any of this stuff. You know, you learn by trial and error, blood, sweat, and tears, and the college of hard knocks. They didn't say, hey, you better make sure that you own a business or you got a husband that's good that's going to take care of you, get insurance policy, do this, do that. They didn't tell you none of this stuff. And me, I thought time was going to last forever. I was in the Navy and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you know, I've done a lot of different things. You know, when I was in college, I was an Alpha Beta Sigma. You know what I mean? I was a guardian angel in the 80s. I mean, I didn't just sit on my butt. But at the same token, I didn't really prepare appropriately for my old age. And I could kick myself because I didn't even know. I didn't know. I really didn't. Now I got to play pick up the pieces, beat the clock, and catch up. And it's hard to do in today's society with the mindset of the people and the way the government is. It's a really, really hard thing to do. I don't know. All I can do is keep praying and hoping that God will open doors some kind of way and keep my focus and stuff like that. But it's like being in a spider's web. Is stuck.
So sorry to hear that, Miss Yap. Well, if it is something on my end, you know, that perhaps we can help you. Just, you know, you have my number. You can get in contact with me. And if I'm not able to assist you, perhaps I can follow up with a different representative or something, you know.
Oh, somebody else will connect you. Okay, thank you. Because I'm just done. Roberto, you're a sweetie pie. I'm glad you're hearing me, understanding it, and I'm hoping it'll show you. I mean, I don't know if your mom's still alive, if you're married, or if you have daughters or nieces or girl cousins. You know, but it for a female, it is absolutely imperative that they had get this stuff right, because if they don't, when they become an older woman, it's not going to be easy. So I'm trying to tell my daughter, she's 34. I'm letting her know now. Come on now. Stop bull crapping around. I'm trying to show you the things that wasn't told to me, because I don't want it to happen to you. You know what I mean? That's out of love. Because it's absolutely imperative that she understand that. Because I'm catching holy hell, believe me. And it ain't the worker, ain't you. It don't have nothing to do with that. But it's just, you know, today, you know, the way they got the medical out here, and if you and I don't have Medicaid, and then here's the fun part, I'm not 65 yet, so I'm in a gray area, if you know what I mean. It's like being a teenager again. The older people don't listen, the younger people aren't, you know, you're just caught in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's not a good feeling. It's very bad. I know. And I don't drink. I don't drink drugs. I don't have sex. I don't do shit except sit in a chair. And I'm tired of it now. You know, I don't travel. You know, I don't get to do nothing except sit and wait to die. And that's just not. That's not what, you know, my life consists of. And I was like, I can't wait. I'm like, God, can you hurry up and get me out of here? Can you go ahead and close my eyes? Don't wake me up today. That's a hell of a way to live. You know what I mean? You're like, I can't wait to get the hell away from these people. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. I guarantee it.
Yeah, well, I'm so sorry to hear about all of that, that things going on. But as I just said, you know, if you ever need something that we can assist you, please call me, text me, get in contact with me. I'll try my best to help you, okay?
Oh, I know you, but you got a good heart. And remember, teach the young fellas, even for the men nowadays, to please let the fellas know, too, whatever you all need to tell them so they'll be okay out there and they'll be able to navigate life and be able to survive with the way they got things out here, especially because if you're a person of color, you know, you're not Anglo-Saxon, you're not rich, you're not powerful or whatever the case may be, you're not corporate America, if you know what I mean. You're not a one percenter and all those folks that don't have no worries. You got to make sure everybody has the right tools to work with to navigate life, you know, to be able to make it through life. Otherwise, they're just straight screwed. So you want to be on top of that, because I wasn't told, you know, back in the day, the old timers were kind of ignorant. They didn't mean it, but it's just not a good thing. So just for the record, I just want you to know that please, please consider making sure that your peeps know whatever you can pass down the line, because if you don't, they'll suffer.
I will, Mr. Yeah. I will. After this conversation, you know, as I told you, you gave me a different perspective.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
About things. And I don't know if at least today you can, you know, go to bed knowing that you change the way of someone usually see the world. And as you said, the best thing that we can do for the ones that we love is teach them, you know, for the future. And I just want to let you know that I will do that. Thank you.
Great. That makes me feel so much better. And I want you to be saying, do me another favor. Prep, pray, and stay out of the way. Okay?
I will.
Prep, pray, and stay out of the way out here, because there's a lot going on that's under the scenes. People don't even see their chemtrailing. If you notice, every time the sky is clear, you'll see a little white line, and it expands. They're controlling the weather, too. They're spraying stuff on us. You know what I mean? Take your vitamins, your herbs, do a lot of prayer, do a lot of meditating. You know what I mean? Take your bath, steam up, or whatever you got to do. Put some Epsom salt and some 100% alcohol in the water, the soap, get your pores clean, stay on top of all that kind of stuff, because they're really trying to kill us. They're doing, and slowly and painfully at that. And it's just ridiculous. I can't believe these governments, because they're trying to implement the New World Order. I know all of that. I sit down, I study, I've been around 60 years now, and ticking. So, you know, I know what I'm talking about, believe me. And I'm an ex-military, and I worked for the federal government for the Fair Housing Commission. So I know what I'm talking about, believe me. I've been around poor, rich, you name it. Gangs, you name it. I've been around everybody. Motorcycle people, karate people, you name it. I've done it. Political people, just all kinds. White, black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, it don't matter. You know what I mean? I've been there, done that. So I just want to pass off the baton and make sure you guys are okay because nobody really did that for me. And now I got to still try to make sure mine are right. And I'm just glad I was able to help my grandchildren and my children at least, even though they don't really understand or respect it right now. And it's a little hurtful because they don't see the sacrifices that I'm doing. They just don't get it. And it's sad. But it was designed that way. Subliminal suggestion. A lot of times you look at, they're looking at them TVs or listening to music, and behind the music and behind the TV, they got some kind of message, engraved in it without anybody being able to see it with their naked eye, but your subconscious can see it. That's that. It gets real deep like that, and that's real. Any scientist can tell you that. It's real. So another thing, look at documentaries. They'll help a lot, especially about things that are supposed to not be for real. And we were taught, oh, that doesn't exist, but it really does. You know what I mean? But we were taught it doesn't. Crazy. Air, we can't see it, but it's here. Magnetism, we can't see a magnetism, but it exists. Air exists, but we can't see it. So do the math on that one. So that means other things exist that we might not can see, but it really does exist. People can't see God, but he exists. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
that's what I told mine. So they better take those tools and think about it, you know. And Roberto, thank you for giving me the option to give you a buzz and keep you informed
Thank
about, you
you.
know. Yeah, I really appreciate that. And I care.
You're welcome, Miss Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I have to leave because I have to continue doing the follow-ups with the different members. But thank you so
Okay.
much for the time and for your words, Miss Yeah.
Okay. All right, babe. You have a
I hope
good
you
day,
have a
though.
good day. Enjoy
You
your
too.
weekend.
You too. Enjoy yours. Bye.
Bye bye.